Did you know you have the power to change your life? It all depends on your beliefs. If you have limiting beliefs, you limit yourself. I'm Becky Beach, and I'm here to help you overcome your limiting beliefs so you can design your dream life. This is the Becky Beach Show. Hey, welcome to the Becky Beach Show. I'm Becky Beach. In today's episode, we have May C., and she actually owns a t-shirt print-on-demand business, and she also promotes her products on TikTok. And she's just amazing. Tell us about yourself.
Hey, Becky, thank you so much for having me here. So like you said, my name is May, May C., and I have Graphic Tee Academy, where I teach business owners, women mainly, how to get started or grow their graphic tee, graphic apparel companies. We do print on demand. We also do merch for their businesses. And we are really loving how TikTok is helping us get our products out there, get us some exposure and growing our audience. So thanks. Yeah,
TikTok is amazing. You know, a lot of people think it's just for teens or tweens to do. What's that dance where they
dance around,
twerk? Is it twerking? Or they're like twerking around? You know, like that's not the case. You know, like there's people that are 45 and up, right? They're looking on there.
I think what's surprising, and that's really surprising, right? Because everybody's like, oh, you know, Gen Z, and we don't know, and all this. But really, like one of the biggest demographics on TikTok are women that are 45 plus that are on there with their businesses and or just on there with their own thing. And they're selling stuff and growing their businesses and they're not even dancing.
Yeah, you don't need to dance to be on TikTok. Yeah. You know, I'll probably make a fool of myself if you saw my dance moves. Like, I don't want no one to see.
I know. I feel that way too. And, but no, we've been really excited with how we've seen it grow our business and really the opportunity for people. I think one of the things I like best about it too, is it's like, they don't want perfection. You know, it's like, I feel like sometimes on TikTok, you're almost punished if the video looks really pretty, which is good for me. You know, it's like a lot of like, they just want behind the scenes or they just want to like see you doing stuff. And, and it doesn't, you know, sometimes on Instagram, and I'm not knocking Instagram, it's good, but sometimes I feel like I have to be a little more perfect than I am. And on TikTok, it's like, just be yourself and talk about yourself and your business and what you do. And then it's just great. And you just really see a lot of growth there. I'm really excited. I've been so excited. In fact, I've been teaching people just how to get going there, get started on TikTok.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Yes. That is so, so true about TikTok. Cause you can just let your hair down, like not wearing any makeup. You can just be how you are. Now on Instagram, you got to do all these fancy filters. Right. There's even these women, they're like using Photoshop to touch up their bodies. So they end up looking like really deformed. Have you seen that?
I have. And it's crazy. Now, TikTok, though, I will say this. They do have a couple filters that just smooth out the lines a little bit if you want to. They have crazy filters, too, that'll make you look. But you don't have to. You know, you don't have to do this stuff. But yeah, isn't that weird? Just how the people will change the whole way they look.
Yeah, that's just it's really nutty. So what do you see as a challenge with using TikTok? Is it hard to get found?
I think sometimes the hardest thing with TikTok is just the fear of it being different. You know, and I know with a lot of the people I've worked with, and I'll admit this. Okay. I even felt this, like I was afraid to pick up my phone and just start it. Cause I was like, I'll accidentally post something. And I know that sounds silly, but when you go to post on TikTok, you have to hit this plus sign and you're like, well, what if I'm not ready? What if it's bad? And then it's just going to be out there. And so I think the first challenge with TikTok was people just getting over being afraid, like that it was like, okay to post. You know what I mean by that? It's like, I think that's a lot of it. That's a lot of what I've seen is like the first thing is just being afraid to do it. And then something I like about TikTok is it's like the wild, wild west right now. So you can get found even if you don't have followers, even if you, and this new thing that TikTok's doing, they're doing a shop, like you can open a shop connected to a video account and you can go live right away. Even if you don't have any followers, like I can open up a brand new TikTok account and open up a shop today with no followers and I can go live and it brings people in. And when I say it's the wild, wild west, it's like sometimes on other platforms, I feel like, man, I'm late to the party. There's so many people already here and I've got to fight to be seen. On TikTok, you can post just a couple videos and they may get a couple hundred views, but then you will have the same one and you'll get 500,000 views. And I feel like everybody has the same opportunity over there. I don't know what it is. It's wild.
Oh, yeah, that's really true. Because, you know, like these days on Facebook, who also on Instagram, they make it more pay to play. So you got to like run ads and like boost posts in order to get seen. Like they completely destroyed the algorithm. It used to be very favorable to people, but now you actually got to pay to get seen. But as TikTok hasn't done that yet, you know, so.
Right. And that's what they're working toward. But exactly.
So you think they're going to do that too soon? So yeah, it's a good chance to jump on it now while you can. Why that it's free, you know, got to pay all kinds of money to get yourself seen. Cause yeah, they might work towards that, you know, where eventually you got to pay to play. But right now, you know, it's, you know, you really got to take advantage of how things are now.
And I think that's really what they're working on right now is they want to get everybody really interested in doing the buying on there, really interested. They're like, hey, you're a shop owner. Look how much you can sell. And that's why they're even giving money away. Like they're subsidizing orders. They're paying for the shipping. They're doing all this stuff. And it's all about getting everybody there and on the platform. And then, yeah, sure. They're going to switch it over to ads. And they're already starting to seed a little bit of that right now. Like, hey, spend $500 in ads and we'll give you $1,000 in ads. You're like, you know, they're starting that now. But that's what I told everybody. Take that money and that exposure while you can, you know, before they switch it.
Yo, that's so true. Yeah, I've been doing TikTok. Like right now, I'm on this weight loss drug called Mounjaro. So every single day, just about, I've been making a TikTok video for a minute. So I just take my phone here and just like talk on the phone for a minute. Hour, you can't do that. Like a minute, and then I'll just talk on the phone without just how I look now with no makeup or anything or my hair done, and I'll just talk for a minute, and then upload it, and then the next day I'll do the same. And I've been selling this this printable weight loss planner on there. And I've been getting a few sales here and there, but you actually use yours to sell like t-shirts, like print on demand t-shirts and stuff like that. Cause you said there's actually a store they have on there that's built in.
Yeah. So I didn't know that. I need to start following you, Becky. I'm excited to see what you're doing. But yeah, now you can actually sell those physical products and they've got a store built right into there and they'll push your videos out. You can link your products right in your videos, your shoppable products. And I mean, like there's a shirt right now. It's really famous. It's called the Pickle Sweatshirt. And somebody, they put pickle jars. I know, right? But they just put pickle jars on a sweatshirt and she has sold like 46,000 of them in like the last 8 or 9 months. So
goodness, that's weird. Pickle
it's
shirt.
Like too much. I know a pickle shirt. So you'll have to look on that on TikTok, the pickle sweatshirt.
Yeah, they say pickle sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's sweatshirt. Just like just different jars of pickles.
Just jars of pickles. And she's sold like over $2 million of that. Like, isn't that mind blowing? And what's interesting to me is like, you didn't even know about it. And you're on TikTok every day. And that's what I want people to see. People are like, well, it's too saturated. I'm like, no, there's over 1 billion people on there. And that's so good, Becky. You didn't even know about it. And you're on there every day. And that's how much opportunity there is.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to do like last week, I didn't do it that much. You know, maybe just did like one upload, but I'm trying to do like every day. Like I actually have like, since I've been doing the Mounjaro, I've been posting every day. Like this is day one of Mounjaro. This is day two. You know, now I'm up to like day 180 of it, probably almost day 200 of it.
Are you liking it? How are you liking the Mounjaro?
Yeah. It's really good. You know, just I get lots of nausea and then I also get dizziness upon standing quite a bit. Like this, like today I was trying to stand up and almost fell over because I was so dizzy.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no, that worries me. That's what I'm always up in here, you know, printing and packing and doing all this.
Oh, yeah. Like I was doing it for health reasons because I was pre-diabetic. I was getting up to 300 pounds and I said I was pre-diabetic and I'm really addicted to sugar. And what it does is it messes with your head. So you don't really want to eat. You don't think about sugar because I would just think about food like all day. And I'll go in the fridge and just attack the fridge, you know, and get all kinds of sugar.
I know. Yeah.
But this pickle shirt, I just found it. It says, paint me green and call me a pickle because I'm done dealing with people, with you people, it says. Is that what the shirt is?
I don't know. That could be a different one. That could be a different one. But there's so many stories like that and where little small businesses, and that's just one. So that's a woman. Like if you see the one original pickle shirt, it's called like Bad Addiction Boutique or Bad Habit Boutique, but she was just making shirts out of her house, you know, and then Now, boom, she's sold all, millions of dollars in the pickle shirt in the last year. But there's tons of stories like that on TikTok of people that are just making a shirt in their house and they're doing that. And or you can do print on demand, and we'll, and I'll teach people how to do the print on demand, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then we'll send them out for you. So all those things. And so if you are somebody, now you can't sell digital products yet, but they're telling me that's coming. But if you put your ideas on the print on demand tees, print on demand shirts, well, then you can market those to other people that buy your shirts and tell mm-hmm. them about your digital stuff too. So we're really, really excited about it. But there are tons of businesses that have just selling hundreds or thousands of their shirts. And I think it's just that, again, is what I like about it. It's people that start from no kind of following and they're just consistently posting videos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I have one student that's in Graphic Tee Academy right now that she's been consistently doing it, that the other day she's like, I am paying my bills with our TikTok stuff. Like, I'm paying all my stuff. It's replacing our income. Yeah. She's like, this is awesome. So
what would you say to a mom listening that's like, I don't think I can do this. What would you tell her?
She can totally do this. Well, first I would say you can totally do this, because that's who we're seeing on TikTok. And that is who's in my course. Like, they're moms, you know, they're women with kids from littles to teenagers to just mm-hmm. moved out. And they're like, but we don't know social media and we don't know how to grow. And I'm like, no. I will show you how to do that. And people want to know who you are. They want to connect with you and they want to support you, right? They want to give you their money. That's who they want to shop with. They want to know they're making a difference. So
that's great.
And I'll tell you what else is cool is I can show somebody how they can take 10 or 15 minutes. That's it. And then have enough videos to post for the week. And then 10 just or 15
minutes, like videos. Like, is that like batch creation?
Yeah, kind of like batch creation. And we were just talking about that yesterday because somebody was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to come up with all these different ideas. And that's what's cool about TikTok too. You can focus on one or two designs or one or two shirts. You don't need a ton. And you can just, if you could make 10 minutes worth of video, you can cut that up into a bunch of 10 or 15 second videos and use the same ones over and over again. So we talk a lot about strategy, because moms don't have time to be making professional videos with full makeup all day long. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
And you don't want
to pick your child up and they smear your makeup. They just run their hands all over your face. Your makeup's all smeared up.
Or whatever they're eating. You know, moms are just like big paper towels or something, right? It's just like, mom, come here and let me just wipe all over you. But you don't have to do all that. So I think that's what I would tell a mom, is that you can do this. And we show you how to do it like one step at a time and how it fits in with your life.
Yeah, that's incredible. So you also do print on demand for people as well. Is that right?
Yes. So I do print on demand for anybody that's in any of our programs. Like, I don't advertise it out, but if somebody is in our TikTok program or in the full Graphic Tee Academy, then they can do print on demand with me. I'll do that for them.
Yeah. For those not having the privilege to see how beautiful Macy looks right now, well, she's in front. She's behind her is all this equipment to make t-shirts. It's really awesome. Like, she's an Epson machine and some kind of pearl machine back there. And
and all these shelves with all these tees going out. And then there's like our we also do traditional screen printing. So mm-hmm. So that's way back. Our press is back there, and along with our conveyor dryer, and then we do stickers and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, so there's like a whole warehouse of stuff over there.
We love it.
That's so awesome. So what would you say to like a mom listening that really wants to get started? Like, how could they find you and sign up for this?
Awesome. So we are doing, we've got our Tee Talk is what we call it. Our Tee Talk, which is our TikTok workshop. But even if you're not doing tees, this will help you. That's going to be going on. It's going to be, we're running it December the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And if they would just go to Merch by May. That's Merch by May, and that is on Instagram or Facebook or anywhere, then they can find the link to get started.
Oh, great. And you also have like an incentive for my audience too, to sign up to the TikTok workshop.
Yes, Becky, I'm super excited. So this workshop that's going to give them everything, y'all, it's going to give you everything you need to get started, is only $100. That's it. And I know that Becky will have a link here for you to sign up and check it all out. And mm-hmm. it's going to be coming up super soon. Awesome. And you'll get to take advantage of all the things.
Exciting.
Soon.
Yeah. I want to get it too. You know, cause I haven't thought about selling t-shirts on TikTok. I've just been selling printable planners on there. You know, like that would be a great idea. Maybe like you could just think of all anything, because you know, anything off the wall or random seems to do very well, like go viral, like the pickle shirt, you know, like that's kind of off the wall. You wouldn't think of that being popular, you know.
Totally random. The most random things. Somebody else did a shirt that said Happy Hella Thankmas. And that one went
Hella
crazy.
Hella Thankmas?
Like Happy Hallow Thankmas, like Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas all together. And that has gone almost as viral. You can search it too. The Happy
Hallow
Thankmas tea.
That's kind of hard to say.
I know. It is hard to say.
Thanksmas.
Yeah. Thanksmas.
It looks like everybody, you know, like when something becomes popular, everybody jumps on it, you know, and does
exactly.
it themselves, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly what they do. And
that next trend.
And it's just funny to me. You just never know. Like here, I'll tell you one that's funny. Like one of our best sellers on there, because we weren't selling on TikTok shirts a lot. Like we had done, I'll tell you, we've had a couple sticker videos that have gone viral and we've sold crazy amounts of stickers overnight. But then I wanted to test this. And so I started a brand new account to test it, because I'm like, if I'm going to teach people how to do it, I want to test it and see from just the start. We have a shirt that says Tummy Ache Survivor. Tummy Ache Survivor. And people just love it.
Everybody's had a tummy ache. Everybody's a survivor of that.
Everybody's right. So everybody. But yeah, I was just shocked. So, you know,
that's so fun. You can do that with almost any little illness. I mean, a cold survivor or something like that, you know.
But so no, we're super excited and just feel like there's a lot of opportunity there, and really want to change everybody's idea that it's just for kids. And you know, there's just really a lot of opportunity, like you said, just for people that are 45 plus to get out there and start something. And they don't have to be 45 plus, but it's not just for 18-year-olds or 15-year-olds.
And it doesn't matter what you look like, you know, because you know, it really doesn't matter. You just gotta be relatable, have a fun personality. Anybody could do it, you know.
Exactly.
You just be yourself, you know, just like you would be around a friend. You don't have to be like perfect, you know, like a perfect supermodel or anybody like that.
And I think that goes against what so many of us think. And I'm really excited to hear you say that and teach that.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to teach it too, because a lot of people think, well, I don't look right, so it's not for me. And that's just not true.
Yeah, you know what? For a long time, I wouldn't even do video or even sound because of my voice, because I'm from the South. I'm Southern. So I thought people would think I was unintelligent, because I was thinking, are they going to think I'm unintelligent because I sound Southern? You know, because there's kind of like that stereotype of the country bumpkin hick, you know, that's like real stupid.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, obviously you hear my accent, so yeah. I mean, yeah, I know that. And, there was a lot of time I wouldn't go on camera, you know, mm-hmm. for a lot of reasons. And it was really great for me when I got started with Graphic Tee Academy. I was like, oh, my people, my students, like they need me to go on camera for them. And so I was able to do that for them where I wouldn't do it for myself. And I learned like people want to see people they can relate to that aren't perfect, that can do things that helps inspire them to do it too, you know?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely. It doesn't matter at all. You can look however you look, you know, and you'll probably get a bunch of fans, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And the cool thing about TikTok is if you get mean comments, it just makes your video go further. mean comments too. You could be like, well, you know what? And I don't really see, you know, a lot of that. And if you have teenagers, don't worry. Your teenagers will be mean to you about it. And then you can get a thick skin and you won't pay attention to the strangers.
Can't you block the people if they're really driving you nuts?
100%. 100%.
Yeah. You can even delete comments. Them.
Yeah, you can for sure. But we have adopted this thing around, and everybody doesn't have to do this. And obviously if things are really full of hate, we delete them or get rid of them. But a lot of times people are just mean and we're just like, thank you for boosting our video. And we'll just be like, thank you. We appreciate your comment. Thank you. We mm-hmm. appreciate it. Because, you know, if people are going to be mean, we might as well get further video reach out of it. And a lot of times we find our customers will come to our rescue. Like our customers, before we can even get on the video now, our customers are like, what are you doing? Don't talk about them. They're great. And then, and the next thing we know, we have a video that's got, million views because somebody was mean. So
that's amazing. I really, really like hearing that. You know, you can just like anybody could be TikTok famous, but you got to get in it before they start their pay to play thing they're thinking of, right?
Yeah, yeah. So and you know, they're starting to push it now, but you can still get in there. People definitely need to get in now. You'll be ahead of the curve. Get in now.
Oh, and yes.
It's wild to see. And you know what? They're making changes all the time on there. And I think that's just, that just goes to show you how new it is. Mm-hmm. Like they're just growing and making changes all the time. So it's the time. The time is now. Get in, learn it, and then you'll be a pro.
What if there's a mom that's out there and she doesn't want to show her face? Like she doesn't, like maybe she has like a high pressure job and she doesn't want people at her work knowing that she's a TikTok. They might make fun of her. Like that could happen. Like, is there a way to be on there without showing your face?
That could totally happen. And there's a number of reasons where people don't want their face on TikTok, right? And I completely respect and understand that. So that's one of the things we're going to do in the workshop is we're going to say, hey, here's the different kind of videos you need to make. And here's all the ways you can make them without your face being in them or without your voice. Or these are the free tools that I'm going to show you how to use so mm-hmm. that you can get those videos made, batch them out, and your face isn't in it and your voice doesn't have to be in it, right? So that way, if you are doing, becoming a TikTok bajillionaire on the side while you work your other job,
yeah,
you can do that. And that's what I'm going to show. We show everybody that in the workshop. Like, you know, here's a plan for making them. Here's how you can make them without it taking over your life. And here's the ways you can make them without having your face in there and without having, you know, all mm-hmm. your personal information too. And we even show some ways, like, because somebody had said, well, if I'm doing print on demand, how do I have the product? Like, what am I going to do? And I show you how you can have the product in the video without having to buy that inventory up front. I can show you how to use different free tools for that too.
So. Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, I bet the moms out there are so glad to hear that. Okay, so I'll definitely put your link to sign up for your TikTok workshop in the show notes so the moms listening out there could check it out. Well, thanks so much, Macy, for being here. Is there anything you want to say last minute before we end the call?
No, I think that's it. Just thank you so much for having me. And I just hope to see everybody. Definitely jump in. It'll be like, you'll thank yourself this time next year. Mm-hmm. You'll be like, I am a TikTok star, you know,
doing it.
So that'd be great. Thank you so much, Becky, for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, great. Well, thanks so much again. Well, make sure to check out the show notes. Go to mombeach.com/podcast to see the show notes. Well, have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Becky Beach Show. Please go to mombeach.com/podcast to learn more about my podcast and for show notes. If you want a 2022 free printable goal planner, please go to mombeach.com/subscribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a great day. Goodbye.